The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers assistant head coach Norris Wilson. The Scarlet Knights are 0-1 in conference and 2-2 overall. Rutgers has a bye this week before hosting Michigan State on October 10th. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Thank you for having me. Like the gentleman just said, we have a bye this week. Today was the first day we practiced. The kids were off Sunday and Monday. Came out stressing the things that we've been deficient on, unforced penalties, the false starts and lining up offsides and turnovers and working on fundamentals of tackling and blocking and had some competitive drills against each other, offense and defense, just calling plays and letting the two first teams just continue to work against speed and we did some things on our upcoming opponent. And with that, I'll open up the questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Sam Hellman with scout.com.
Hey, Coach. Good morning or afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Coach, thank you. Going into this bye week now, how important is it for you as a staff to go back out on the road and see some of your recruits in action on Friday and Saturday?
Well, Sam, I'm out on the road now. You got me pulled over, so I can't go into the school I'm going to. But, yes, this is our only bye week, and our only bye week this season, and we feel like it's important to go out and see as many kids as we can see and make sure our faces are seen and see the coaches and keep building relationships.
And for you personally, how much do you enjoy that recruiting aspect of your job?
I enjoy recruiting. Recruiting's year-round, and it's changed a bunch over time, but I enjoy recruiting. I don't like flying, but I enjoy recruiting. Get a chance to see coaches, see young men that you've seen on film. Just watch them in game. High school games get really competitive. I like going to see a good high school game where both teams are battling back and forth. So that part of it I do enjoy.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, recently your team's had some pretty good success through the air on offense. What have you seen so far from your guys to kind of build through this bye week and into the rest of the season?
Well, the offensive line, we had some pressures on Saturday in our last game, but they rebounded from the 5-sack performance that they had that we had at Penn State, and they protected the quarterback pretty good this past week. It's given the quarterback time to see options and to take open throws, give opportunities to the receivers and the tight ends to catch the ball and get downfield. So we got some things we got to work on. We had some pressures on us this past Saturday that we aren't happy with, and Coach Browning's harping on those things, but they're starting to improve and play together as a unit a lot better than they had the week before.
Our next question comes from the line of Keith Sargent with NJ.com.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Doing well. With all the outside distractions, do you address that with recruits on a recruiting trail? And if so, what's the message when you talk to recruits about everything that's going on off the field?
I just answer any questions that they may have of me about what's going on, and I just answer them honestly. So whatever they might have, whatever their parents might have, I give an honest answer. And if there's a question that I can't answer for them, I make sure I can get that answer and get it to them as quick as I can.
Do you get a sense that there is concern about everything that's gone on with Coach Flood and the suspension and everything? What's the sense that you get from the recruits that you've talked to over the last couple of weeks?
Can you ask me that one more time? You kind of faded on me.
Sure. What's the sense that you get on the recruiting trail from the recruits that you talk to? With regards to everything that's gone on with Coach Flood?
The sense that I get is that they are still with the ones that are committed are still with us, and the ones that had interest in us are still very interested in us.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Chris Nowalski with DoubleGSports.com.
Hi, Coach. I'm sure you got an early look at Michigan State film. What have you seen from them so far, and what are their strong points that you think you need to counter the most?
I think they play good team defense. I think their front seven is really good. They've got defensive ends and defensive tackles that can hold the point at the line of scrimmage, and their linebackers run pretty well. I know they had an injury there earlier. But I think their front seven's good, and their back half, they play well, and they're not scared to tackle. They're a physical team on defense, and it's going to be a huge test for us.
All right. Thank you.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
Our next question comes from the mind of Ryan Dunleavy with the Asbury Park Press.
Hey, Norris. I'm sorry if I just joined it late, so I'm sorry if this was asked. But with Coach Flood obviously suspended on game days, how has Coach Friesen, his advisory role, has he been as an assistant to you? Obviously, he's a former head coach with a lot of experience. We're not even sure what he does, what coach is there, but now that he's suspended, what has his contact with the program been like?
His contact with the program is primarily with Coach Flood and Coach McDaniels, and they passed through some things, but I have not had any contact with him since Coach Flood has been suspended.
So is he a big reason? I know you're the running back coach. I know you said he's mostly with Coach McDaniels, but is he still a big resource for you, for this coaching staff?
Yes, he is.
Thanks, Norris.
You're very welcome.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.